It was on the charter. It had the...
Excuse me, this is the operator. At this time, the conference is being recorded. We have on conference Tim, is it Ruiz?
Yes, yes.
Alan Greenberg?
Mm-hmm.
Mike O'Connor?
Mm-hmm.
And Marika, is it Conning?
Yes.
And Gisella?
Yes, correct.
At this time, I'm showing no other parties on conference. If I haven't mentioned your name, please say that at this time.
All good. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, sorry, Alan, were you referring to your note about agreeing with the discussion in scope?
No, I was referring to the previous one on the charter charter and whatever, but it had an obscure message subject on me.
Yeah, that didn't show on that mine.
That's the one I don't see.
Okay, well, it's very simple. In your charter, if I can find it quickly, on the first task to do, you had...
I think, Alan, that message didn't come through to the mailing list. Is that possible? I didn't receive
anything
it either.
Anything is possible. I sent it.
Well, maybe it's still somewhere in limbo or something. I don't know.
I sent it immediately before the one about timelines.
And that one came through.
The subject had further information on our call later today, the old subject which had been perpetuated.
Did you send it to the list?
I did. I sent it to the exact same place as the other one.
That's very strange.
5 minutes earlier.
No, I didn't get it.
Don't we all love email? Okay, well, I can tell you what it says.
Yeah.
In the first item of the tasks for the working group, Tim, you have pursued the availability of further information from ICANN compliance staff to understand how current RIA positions and consensus policies regarding deletion, auto-renewal, and recovery of domain names during the RGP are enforced. That shouldn't be
right.
During the RGP. It should be post-expiration.
Recovered domain names during the post-expiry.
If we just take during the RGP and replace it with following expiration, I think it fixes it. I hope your intent wasn't to only look at what happens during the RGP.
Oh, okay.
Which never happens. Almost never.
No. That's fine.
Okay. I didn't think it was malicious.
Yeah, because it's actually it's the whole renewal grace period thing, right? From expiry to the whole
renewal grace period.
The renewal grace period
refers to the relationship between registrars and registries, so I don't want to confuse it by using that term.
Right, and that's like a 30-day period after the whole 45-day cycle. Yeah, so no, that's fine.
I mean, just as a note to ourselves, one of the things we're going to have to do early in this process is define some of these words. In a lot of the documents, people talk about the owner post-expiration. IBM counsel at one point said, well, they're not really the owner anymore, and yet they have all sorts of rights, you know, at various times in that process. So we're going to have to define the terms carefully to make sure that we're not saying different things to different people.
I agree.
All right. So assuming you agree to that small change in the charter, we haven't heard anything else. It would be nice if we got some other comments from other people on this group, even though it's a small group. It would be nice if we had a little bit more support before we go into the council meeting. I don't know how to do that, however.
Alan, another question is, I sent some suggested dates as well for the milestones.
Tim said it looks as good as anything or something related to that, and I agreed with him.
So that needs to be updated then as well. I can make those updates and then circulate, you know, the change we just made.
I'd appreciate it if you could. In terms of your wording for the Seoul meeting, you just sent something out. Let me look at it.
Yeah, I was suggesting that maybe something that has been done by the Registration of Use Policies Working Group, they were required to provide a status update, so they've sent something in, you know, just before Sydney now that's just, you know, a couple of pages that describes, like, you know, what they've done to date, what they expect, you know, to be the end date of their work, or when they, you know, how they're progressing. So maybe something like that could be, you know, replacement for maybe having an initial report by that day, although if the group, of course, would work that fast and have it, you know, it would be even be better, but that might be an intermediate that still provides
certainly
an update.
I have no problem with those words. Similar to what Tim said, I don't much care what we call it, but I'd like the intent of the group to be to have something substantive to discuss in Seoul. And that's too good an opportunity to miss.
Would you just like to add a line, something the working group is requested to provide a status update to the council at the Seoul meeting?
Tim, I thought what you were talking about was something more public than just the council. Is Tim still here?
Yeah, it just seems to me if we're going to, I was trying to get everything back and framed within these timelines that are being suggested.
You use the term workshop.
But that, I mean, there is something where the group has all the flexibility, because, for example, the, you know, the RP working group, they decided that they didn't want a workshop this time, but they prefer to have an open working group meeting. I'm not sure whether you need to prescribe that in, you know, in the charter. I think it's, you know, probably for the group to decide when we get closer to the date, we would like a workshop, or, you know, we want an open meeting, or, I mean, I don't, at least from a staff perspective, there's all the flexibility to build that into the schedule, provided, you know, there's enough notice period to find a room and get the information out to people.
No, I understand that. I guess I'm...
I guess that's kind of what...
Sorry, go ahead, Tim.
That's more what I was thinking of, was something more like a workshop. Something, you know, similar to what we intend to do in Sydney, but just kind of a follow-up to that, because I know, you know, there will have been a few months since then, you know, there will have been some discussion and work done on potential solutions or whatever. I just think to keep things moving forward and to keep the community involved, for those who would like to be, that a follow-up of some nature in Seoul would seem to make sense.
Yeah,
would it be something along the line and is encouraged to organize a follow-up workshop in Seoul to leave it a little bit, you know, the flexibility if the group would decide, like, we're already done and we actually, you know, decided everything that, you know.
What I'd like to make sure the words do is send the message to prospective workers and to the community that our intent is to have some substantive discussion and work done prior to Seoul. You know, that's the message I'm trying to tell. Of course, we can always change the details as we get close if we're really not ready. But
I mean,
workers and more than a commitment to the group itself.
I mean, the challenge we still have with the amount of work going on that, you know, I know the intent, and I'm sure most people that will be joining this group will have the same intention, but I see as well the sort of work that's building up for the genome improvement. I think we still need to be realistic about, you know, how much time people can commit. But, you know, from staff, you have all the support you know, we can give. So
Tim, my perspective is by Seoul, we will likely either be getting close to an agreement or have a division which can be stated moderately clearly. Is that your image also?
Yeah, I think so. And just my impression from talking with other registrars is that I think, at least from a registrar's perspective, there'll be good cooperation and participation, because this is a topic of key interest to them. And just knowing, you know, the importance of this topic to the ALAC and individual users, I would think we'll see the same there. So I would rather make the assumption at this point that will have made substantive progress by Seoul, and if not, you know, we can make some adjustment at that as we get closer.
Yeah, but as I said, you know, either we're likely to have made significant progress and talking on it, or we will have identified some great chasm between the two. Not that I'm
exactly
hoping for that. But either way, there should be something to report and discuss by Seoul.
How about
that's my hope.
How about we call it an issue update rather than a status update, which implies more of an engaged conversation, yet it's a notion that you're describing, Alan, which is we will either...
Well, I think we'll still be expected to give the GNSO an update, more or less, in some nature, right?
Right.
So, that's something a little separate than what I think Alan and I have been talking about.
How about an issue update / workshop?
Yeah, something like that. And then maybe a status update for the council as well.
Well, I don't think we can avoid doing that.
Right.
You know, maybe there are two deliverables there, a status update and then this broader issue update. Or issues workshop. That way we aren't using the same word.
We tend to have to do status updates every meeting, so. Issue update / workshop.
Marika, silence, is that an indication of total?
Yeah, I mean, sounds good to me.
Clearly, we can make whatever changes we need to as we go along, based on reality. But I think we want to be aggressive in terms of our hope, if only to get people involved early in the process.
And I fully support that.
From a user perspective,
and I may be a little idealistic about this particular topic. I guess just personally, I can't see where we can't solve this thing and get something everybody's happy with. I can't see why it would be that difficult, and I'm certainly hoping it's not. But that, you know, you've been surprised before.
Tim, we've had this discussion before. If we were only worried about the largest and biggest registrars, we probably could have done this informally a long time ago. Since we're trying to do it at a policy level, we have no choice but to go through this the whole formality. So I agree with you. Maybe the last time we agree with each other, but I think we're violently in agreement.
So Marika, does that give you enough to draft something?
Yeah.
For that, or?
Yeah. Okay. I can make the changes and circulate it to the list to make sure I've captured it correctly.
Okay. So the only other issue I think we need to discuss at this point is the workshop in Seoul, which is in Sydney, which is less exactly 3 weeks from today, 1 week of which we'll all be traveling and such. How do we pull this off?
Is there an issues report that we can draw from?
Yeah, I think, I think I did send a proposed outline to the list. I'm just trying to...
Did you? I didn't. I saw a question saying, aimed at Tim, I thought, can you go ahead and talk to...
Yeah, that basically followed up on a suggested outline. Because there was some discussion on the list, because there was, I think, what do we have? Theory and practice quotes that some had an issue with. I found it here. Let me see.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, the idea would maybe be to start off with the ALAC request.
When did you send that, Marika?
This was sent on the 28th of May. So it's just after our call last week. We have some correspondence between...
Okay, I have Avery's notes, and then I have a message with your milestones.
No, that's a separate email, but do you recall as well, because you weighed in on that discussion as well, where we were discussing like the theory and practice, and it should actually be factual-based.
That goes back to your use of the term theory, which Tim objected to.
Yeah.
I put words in your mouth, and he rejected
So just, you know, we can talk about the exact words, but the idea was there to have, indeed, start off with the ALAC request and give a bit the background, and I guess, Alan, you're the probably the most appropriate person to do that, unless you feel someone else in the ALAC should be doing that.
No, I don't mind doing that.
And the proposal would be to have an overview of the issues report and its recommendations, and you know, I can take care of that, and I guess we'll be based on some of the updates we've given as well to the council on that. Then we had a topic on the role of compliance in the expired domain name deletion policy, and I've already confirmed that the William McAllagot is available to participate if the group feels that will be helpful to add to the schedule. And then there was a suggestion to have a session on, or a speaker on, talking about the domain name and end of life cycle, and the suggestion was to invite Rob Hall, as I think he's provided similar presentations in the past. And then basically, you know, finish off with a more open exchange of views and discussion on the actual charter questions. That was my suggestions.
Yeah, I think in I was going to say, I think overall it looks pretty good. And
yeah.
I said the only issue I had was with the theory and practice, but I think after our little exchange, I think we're all I get the picture. It's basically, here's what the domain name life cycle is as defined in the various agreements or whatever. Here's what is actually taking place.
The largest perturbation between those two, whether it's what's defined or my words, what people think, is the contractual terms that have been created by the registrars, which are not defined within any ICANN policy, but have significantly altered the actual process of what goes through.
Right.
And there's no point in pretending that there isn't a difference between what people tend to expect if they haven't studied it in detail and what's happening, because it's just going to be brought up immediately in questions.
Right.
That was why I wanted to,
And then I think if Rob's agreeable to it, I don't think he probably will be able to cover every permutation of what's taking place. But if he can give an overview of, the primary permutations that are taking place, I think it's a little different from registrar to registrar.
Oh, of course. The real difference is what happened before the terms and conditions were changed, which allow reassignment of the domain name, which is what's happening to a large extent right now, but people who haven't been exposed to it aren't expecting it.
Right.
So should there be another bullet on this that's examples of some of those things that you're describing, Alex? Right after Rob's talk?
Some of them are going to be brought up in the original description of the request of why did we go into this.
I just think at some point in here it'd be good to get.
We need to have some concrete examples.
Yeah.
Without.
I think it'll make it easier for the group to then come up with remedies.
I think we just need to make sure along the way that we're not accusing people of violating any rules. It's just that within legality, within the proper process, things are being done differently than were being done in 2002.
Right. But nonetheless, I think we need good examples of those.
I agree. I'm not sure where they fit. Probably in the section on end of life cycle.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think that there's a spiel from Rob that says here's how it's supposed to work, and then right after that, here are some perturbations that have occurred that need to be figured out.
That's not so much supposed to, but as in practice has changed.
Yeah.
All within the letter of the law.
Would you like me to?
I learned about many of these things from reading his. I wasn't at his session in Lisbon, but I read it, and that's in fact where I learned a lot of these things. So.
Would you like me to reach out to him to see if he's willing and available?
I would think we need to. I mean, especially if we're going to ask him to tell us ahead of time what he's going to say. But time's awful short.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know him personally, but I don't know if any one of you know him well, but I'm happy to send a message to him to see if he's willing to do so.
Yeah, you must.
I know him. I can certainly give him a call if the group prefers me to, or wants me to do it, and have him follow up. Have you follow up with him on the details if he's willing.
That sounds like a great.
And he's on the. I can give him a heads up too. And he's on the the executive committee of the registrar's constituency because he's our representative right now to the nominating committee.
Okay. If you're happy to have him do it, you may have more credibility you asking him than me asking him, who's, you know, to some extent the opposition.
Right.
Okay. Well, Rob and I get along well, but in this particular issue,
I don't know if there's a clear delineation between one side or the other on this one, because even among registrars, you know, there's a number of different things going on. And
yeah. But he runs businesses which use the things that some of the things we're objecting to. But
I'll bring it up with him and see where he's at with it, if he's willing to do it.
Okay, and I'm certainly willing to discuss it if he wants to talk about, you know, what are we looking for or something like that.
Maybe we need a fallback just in case he decides he doesn't want to, given that time is short. Who else could do it?
I can probably do it, but not with as much authority.
And then I could do it as well if you felt that was acceptable. I mean, I would...
Well, if either of us do it, we're going to have to go over it at least in private the day before.
Right.
Make sure both of us feel comfortable.
I mean, I'm happy to check if, for example, Tim Cole would be... I don't know if he would be... I guess he knows a lot as well about this this whole process, if that would be deemed a more, maybe, in-between person.
As long as he covers all of the issues and you know, the details of what happens, I have no problem with it.
Well, maybe let's see indeed first what Rob Hall says, and I think we have three options that we could otherwise consider... as alternatives.
Okay, I mean,
or we can have
only the four of us. We don't have to wait for a formal conference call to talk at this point.
I think we'll get probably a pretty quick response from all about it, one way or the other. So,
Tim, you have the details on the time and day, no? Or you want me to send them to you in a separate message?
Didn't you send those once already?
I think I did send it, but with the amount of emails going around, it's sometimes easier to send it again than having to dig it out.
Yeah, that's probably right.
The Wednesday that 24th,
from
2
to 4.
Right. Okay. I got it.
Mariko, who did you say from compliance could do it?
William McAllagot. He's the one as well that was responsible for the audit that was carried out a while ago on, checking whether registrars have information on their websites on the deletion policy. And he's actually now in the process of doing a new one on the RGP requirement. So...
You
should be able to.
You can suggest to him that he should cover, because if he doesn't, he's going to get embarrassing questions. How does he audit registrars who have resellers?
Okay. I'll write that down.
Marika, here's a logistics question. I'm not going to be able to go to Sydney. Is there a possibility of getting dial-in?
Yeah, I'll check that, and I think it's foreseen for most meetings. It definitely will be recorded as well, so if you don't want to stay up, because I think it's going to be pretty late for you, it's definitely going to be recorded. And I think after that as well, transcribed. So.
Sure.
But I'll check on the dial-in.
If you or others do plan to participate, then we'll have to make sure we're scheduled in a room which does have telephone facilities and such.
Yeah, well, that's why I asked.
Yeah, I think we did request it for all the GNSO meetings, but I'll double check with Glenn.
I'm going to try and make it in person, just because it's very useful to be there and sometimes lob in a question.
Airfares don't seem to be going up these days. I can fly to... From the U.S., you can get tickets to Australia for less than I think it cost me to fly from Montreal to Washington.
I think they have a bit more competition on that route now, no? Hasn't that made prices drop?
Yeah, I think it's competition and lack of market. Prices haven't particularly dropped in business and first class, but they've gone into the dumps on the economy. Quite sure what that says. Is there anything else we need to do?
I don't think so. I'll get an updated draft of the charter out to the list tomorrow, so people can have a look. And I guess, you know, at a certain point in time when people are happy with it, I guess it needs to be posted to the council list. And I guess, Tim, you're the most likely candidate to do so.
Okay, would you repeat that? I was...
I was just saying that you know, I'll circulate an updated draft of the charter and the motion tomorrow, but at a certain point in time, when everyone's happy with the language, it needs to get posted to the council list. And is there any council member on the call now? I guess you're the obvious candidate maybe for that.
Okay. Yep. No problem.
Should we schedule a call next week just to confirm everything's on track and further details of the on the workshop?
Yeah, we can finish up who covers the
and if we sort out the things before on the mailing list, we can always cancel it.
Yeah.
Right.
It's incentive to get stuff done.
Okay, so we're going away with tasks of Tim. We'll try to contact Rob Hall and get back to us. Marika's going to redo the charter, making that one change we talked about in the text and the timeline. And I think that is all for the moment until we hear whether Rob is willing or not.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thanks.
Alright.
Thank you all for your dedication of calling in.
Okay. Thank you, Alan.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.